Welcome back to Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Big old blisters and altitude sickness didn't faze a Boulder High School student in her recent attempt to summit Mount Kilimanjaro. It's Africa's highest mountain at over 19,000 feet. Now, there were more important things than pain for Maddie Searchinger to focus on, like collecting data on climate change and sharing what she learned with scientists and with other students around the world. Well, today we're going to talk with Maddie about her recent climb and with Gary Randolph of Boulder-based GLOBE, the international hands-on science education program that's behind all this. Maddie, I'm excited to hear about your climb, but Gary, I want to talk first about the opportunities you provide kids. You get them outside doing real research. You're in 112 countries, is that right?
That's correct.
From Pakistan to Poland. Give us an idea of the kinds of projects kids are involved in.
So students are able to study their local environment through GLOBE, and that means going outside and looking at clouds, collecting air temperature data, looking at soil profiles or phenology. And so when...
Phenology, meaning the, like the changing of the leaves, for
example. Right, right. So changing of leaves is a great example of phenology or a phenological event. So students are able to study all of these components of the Earth and begin to understand how those fit together on our planet.
And the idea is that scientists can use the information that kids are gathering. Has that actually happened?
It has.
Give
it
me
has.
An example of that.
So there's actually a company that's located in Denver called Natural Resources Consulting. And they were contracting with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to survey bald eagle nests in Alaska. And so in order to have the best opportune time to observe these nests and what's actually going on in the nests, whether they're eggs or they're actually chicks or anything else, they would have to be up in helicopters before the leaves are completely out on the trees in order to...
You've got to be able to see the birds.
Exactly. And so they actually contacted us, one of our partners in Alaska, to get data that were collected by students in the area when the buds were bursting the previous year or 2 years to get a sense of when they should expect those leaves to be fully out on the trees.
What would be the best window for that flyover?
Right.
That's what they wanted to figure
exactly.
out. And exactly. the kids had the data.
That's right.
Now, Maddie didn't just step outside and observe leaves in her backyard. She climbed Kilimanjaro. How many students all together?
So there were five of us, four from America and one from Tanzania.
Now, let me just ask, because I'm dying to know, did you actually reach the summit?
Yes.
Okay.
With
lots of help. That was the million-dollar question
yep.
for me. And what was the idea? What were you trying to figure out?
You could sum it up by saying, we just wanted to see the effects of climate change on this mountain. Because it really is the world in a mountain, and you feel that as you're ascending.
That so, is to say, the environments are so different on
exactly.
this one mountain that it
uh-huh.
almost reflects the world.
It really does.
Did you see effects of climate change?
Oh, very much so. And in one of my most impactful moments on the mountain was when I was able to ask our head guide, whose name was Julius. He's been up the mountain over 300 times. He's lost count. And he started when he was 17, and he's now in his 50s. So when we reached the summit, I said, what has changed? What did you used to see? He said, well, we wouldn't be able to stand where we were standing right now. I said, what do you mean? He said, everything here used to be covered in ice. And now you get these seem to be floating glaciers because they're so separate, and there are cracks in the middle, and they're very intricate and interesting to look at. However, it was all once ice, and now it's not.
Wow.
It's incredible. It
How
really
long
is.
Was the trip altogether?
We summited in on day eight, morning of day eight, and by 9 days, we were down.
What was the temperature at the top?
We spent the night at Crater Camp, which was 18,600 feet, if I recall, and it was well below zero at night. And then the morning we summited, I think it was in the 30s before wind chill.
You've got blisters, meanwhile, and...
Oh, boy.
And even a girl from a mile high is getting a little disturbed by the altitude.
Oh, yeah. My altitude sickness started on day four, I want to say, right about 14,000 feet. And to prepare, I was able to do Long's Peak and a couple other 14ers. So I'd felt 14,000, but we kind of overlooked sleeping at 14,000. That's a whole new game. You have to get your heart rate at a resting level and try and take in good, nice, deep breaths in the middle of the night. I mean, it's like, it's a whole lot for your body to take on. So my challenges with altitude started right around 14,000 feet. And from there, just became like my whole world. But on the other hand, when you're summiting the roof of Africa, there's not a whole lot that you let get in your way. So the altitude was challenging, and it was definitely, it put a lot in perspective for me, like, wow, the world is big, I'm small. Look at what it can do to me.
Gary, will concrete data come from this ascent?
Yes, it will. The lead scientist on the trek, Dr. Kenji Yokoshawa, is collecting permafrost data. And permafrost is basically frozen ground. So when you go to a tundra area, the soil is actually frozen because the water that is trapped in the soil.
And what is it we can learn from permafrost?
Well, one of the great questions is, as permafrost is melting, the reason that it would melt is that the soil temperature is getting above freezing.
Which you'd expect perhaps in climate change.
Right, right. And that's one of the huge questions about Kilimanjaro has been whether it's temperature that's causing the melting glaciers or whether it's a change in precipitation.
And I'm thinking that if permafrost melts and this happens over the surface of a mountain, that could lead to, gosh, I don't know, flooding or slides of some kind?
Right. It could lead to some landslide, soil losing its consistency, and then anything that is on that soil, any weight, rocks, boulders, plants, could just be taken down the slope.
So permafrost was part of the experimentation. What other actual research did you do up there, Maddie?
My personal favorites were the hydrology, because I love water. I've always been like a water baby. So we got to really get in there, and we were doing conductivity, which I've never done before, turbidity, which I've never done before. But we were also doing basics like temperature. So you're in there with a thermometer and you can actually feel it on your skin and then look at...
You're in a river of some kind?
Yeah. I mean, there aren't really rushing rivers up there, especially because it's the dry season. But there were creeks, many creeks. And one of the fascinating things is where we were doing these experiments, porters are getting water. So, you know, you're studying it, you're feeling it, you're touching it, and then you're drinking it later on in the day. It was just crazy.
How do you afford a trip like this?
I sold my piano.
How do you sell a piano?
Craigslist?
Craigslist.
Yeah. Oh, man. My parents were way hands off about that. I, like, took a picture, put it on Craigslist. Someone called me and I was doing bargaining over the phone. Meanwhile, my mom is like across the kitchen table making gestures like, go higher, go lower. And after a while, I was like, Mom, stop. I just sold my piano.
Did it pay for the trip?
No, but I had savings, so that helped.
Are kids responsible for their expeditions, Gary?
Yes. Unfortunately, we do not have the funding available to cover individuals' costs to go on a trek like this.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're focusing on Boulder-based GLOBE. This is a hands-on science program. A GLOBE actually stands for Global Learning and Observations to Benefit the Environment. And Maddie Searchinger is a Boulder High School student who just got back from climbing Kilimanjaro. As part of her hands-on experiment, Gary Randolph is with the GLOBE program and joins us. What do you take away from this experience?
I think I have to tell you the story about pole pole, which means slowly, slowly in Swahili. I knew what pole pole meant before I left. A couple of people told me, oh, you have to know pole pole. People say it on the mountain. It means slowly, slowly. Yeah.
Be prudent.
Exactly.
Take your time.
But on the mountain, Julius told me one day, you know, as
Julius
Porter's
is one of the
head guide.
The
yeah.
Guide. Mm-hmm.
Told me one day when porters pass you, and porters are passing you with hundreds of pounds on their back and they're dripping sweat. He said, you should say pole pole kaka, which means slowly, slowly, brother. And the first time I said pole pole kaka to a porter, he looked at me and he said, asante sana dada, which means thank you very much, sister. And it was just this moment of like, he was so appreciative, because can you just imagine what a lofty job that is, going up a mountain with someone else's stuff on your back? So pole pole means slowly, slowly. But I never realized what a term of support it is for one another. To say pole pole to someone is like, take it slow, be calm, breathe easy, you got this kind of thing. So I have a bracelet on that says pole pole. And our last night in a hotel after we summited, Julius presented all the students with pole pole bracelets. And it was a little bit of an emotional moment, because I think that I would not have been able to get up that mountain without Pole Pole.
We mentioned globes in 112 countries. That's not an easy thing to coordinate, I imagine.
No, it's not. But it is a government-to-government agreement. Because GLOBE is a government-funded program, funded by NASA, NOAA, NSF, and supported by the State Department, the agreement brings together the two governments to basically agree on how the GLOBE program will be implemented in that particular country.
So is it school-based? Is it a classroom, an individual kid, or what?
So around the world, we have about 28,000 schools and 65,000 teachers who have been trained in the program. And in Colorado, we have over 300 schools and a little over 500 teachers who've been trained in the program. And so it is school-based, that teachers lead their students through collecting data in their schoolyard, in their backyard, in their environment. And then those data then go up into our database.
And is there room for more schools?
There is always room for more schools in the GLOBE program. We won't stop until we have every school on the planet.
Sounds so maniacal.
Yeah, like Dr. Evil, right?
Maddie, you are 16. You are basically a junior in high school who's about to graduate. So for all intents and purposes, you're a senior. And what do you imagine doing with your life?
Oh, man, what a weighted question. I get that a lot these days, too. I would love to study viticulture in college.
The making of wine. Yeah.
Wine. Mainly, actually, well, A, because I think it would be fantastic and educational. I do love science and it incorporates some science, but also because it is an international thing that we have going on. Almost every country makes wine. Almost every country drinks wine. So, yeah, I'd love to go into that.
Any wine in Tanzania?
I saw a lot of beer. In fact, they actually have a brew of the mountain, which is called Kilimanjaro. And I believe its slogan was, if you can't climb it, drink it.
Which you didn't do, I'm sure.
I didn't. I did not.
Well, good luck in the next chapter. And
thank you
both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Maddie Searchinger is a Boulder High School student who just climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. And Gary Randolph is with the GLOBE program. It's an international hands-on science education program based in Boulder. You can see pictures and a video clip of the Kilimanjaro ascent at our website, cpr.org.